The crowd was noisy in the Blue Bottle, although it was early in the evening. Tavern girls squealed as customers pinched them, gaily clad waiters brought round after round of drinks, and throughout much of the room, everyone was shouting merrily. The reason was not hard to find, for in one corner of the crowded room, three officers of the Imperial Navy held court, buying drinks for anyone on Prince Samuel's World who would sit with them and laugh at their jokes. Some of the regulars held back, their distaste for the enforced association more evident with every round, but for each of them there were four others from Haven City more than willing to share the Emperor's humor and liquor. Before the night ended, the officers would doubtless have new recruits for the Royal and Imperial Marines, young lads suddenly sobered to find themselves in an iron service out among the stars, never to see their homes, and discovering that Imperial officers were not such jolly good fellows when you were under their command. For the moment, the whiskey, brandy, and grua, distilled from a cross between a berry and a peach grown only on Prince Samuel's northern continent, flowed freely. The jokes were new to the locals, even if they had been told a century before in the barracks at New Annapolis, and His Imperial Majesty's crimson and gold-jacketed officers were relaxed, feeling as at home as they ever did on a barely civilized planet. The three of them were classmates, not 6 years out of the academy, the gold and silver stripes of lieutenants only recently sewn on their sleeves. Closer inspection would have revealed that one of them was a year younger than his friends, a school prodigy admitted early to midshipman status, as much because of his talents as his family influence, and that young and only just Lieutenant Jefferson was very, very drunk. His classmates had discreetly opened the top clasp of their stiff tunic collars, but Jefferson's was half unfastened, revealing a none-too-fresh shirt and a tiny breast-pocket computer beneath. His natural shyness overcome by countless thimble-sized glasses of grua, Lieutenant Jefferson basked in the esteem of the Flatlanders. He had almost forgotten that they were barbarians, and that he and the tiny Navy outposts on Prince Samuel were the only representatives of true civilization within 10 light-years. The others were singing, and when his turn came, he added a verse so obscene it shocked the tavern girls. He grinned and looked about for approval, then tossed off another glass. Across from Jefferson, a young native, browned by field work, too young to be in the Blue Bottle if he were not sitting with the Emperor's overlords, beamed at his new friend and shouted approval of the song.
"Great, Lieu, Jeff, great. Tell us more about what it's like out there. Tell us about other worlds. Are we the most backward place you've ever seen?"
Lieutenant Jefferson belched loudly, murmured an automatic apology, and focused dizzily on his admirers.
"Oh, hell no, Simum. Not by a full broadside. Samuel's got guns and factories and long-distance communications and hydroelectric power. Man, you've got nothing to be ashamed of. You've got no world government, and those wars you're always in stomp you down, or for sure you'd be Class II status in the Empire instead of a colony. When I think how bad you got torn up in the secession wars, it's amazing you got this far in a few centuries. Standard centuries, that is. You're doing fine here. That right, laddie?" he asked, digging his elbow into his classmate's ribs.
Lieutenant Clements turned his black face to Jefferson and grinned, his teeth sparkling.
"Sure, that's right, Jeff. You tell him this is the best duty we've had since we left the capital. Maybe better," he shouted, turning back to the tavern girl beside him.